The Power of Happiness by Maria Fontaine.
As a follower of Jesus, you might engage in different activities, either occasionally or regularly, as a way to minister to others. While there is much variety in ministries, one common denominator in all of them is that the actions convey love and kindness. Giving of your time above and beyond what is expected does cost. Many times, only you and Jesus realize how much. But when the Lord asks you to make that extra effort of time or strength or whatever it takes, He doesn't ask it lightly. He knows that the results in the lives of others are more than worth the extra cost and may have a greater impact than we expect. Of course, we all know that the greatest and most permanent happiness comes through accepting Jesus as our Lord and Savior. When we know Him and live in close communion with Him, we will want to share Him with others and lead them to receive Him. The more openly we can talk about Him and our love for Him, so that people know who we represent, the better. But even when we can't share verses from the Bible and talk openly about Jesus, He can still speak to them through our loving, kind, and caring actions. The compassion and care we show to others, even when we can't accompany it or follow it up with a direct, complete witness, still transmits His Spirit and love. The example you are of God's love is visible to those who interact with you in your everyday work and ministries. As you serve and volunteer, people often sense a certain something that meets a need in their spirits. Even if they don't know what or who it is, they're drawn to it. These loving, caring actions are a manifestation of God's Spirit in you that attracts people and can help them feel happy and loved. Your actions not only say to them, "I care about you, you are important to me," but they have other benefits as well. God can enhance your actions, infusing them with remarkable healing and other beneficial properties. Your faith and His Spirit, in combination with deeds of kindness and compassion, can be effective in bringing a person closer to Him. There's an almost endless variety of ways to help people be happier and more at peace as they learn, little by little, how much God cares about them. Following are a few of the wonderful things that God has created that can bring peace and happiness to a person's life. These are big subjects, and I'm just touching lightly on a few of the positive effects. 1. The benefits of laughter. As Solomon said so long ago in the book of Proverbs, "A merry heart doeth good like a medicine." Besides creating happiness and good feelings between people, laughter has been shown in many cases to decrease stress, manage pain, reduce aggression, boost your immune system, boost your social skills, impact blood sugar levels, exercise many muscles in your body, help enhance your coping skills. 2. The value of touch. There have been many studies on the benefits of touch. Besides benefiting the immune system, touch can lower depression and hostility and even boost survival rates of patients with some diseases. Some findings show that touch signals safety and trust. It soothes. Neurologist Shikha Raman, MD, explains, "A hug, pat on the back, and even a friendly handshake are processed by the reward center in the central nervous system, which is why it can have a powerful impact on the human psyche, making us feel happiness and joy. And it doesn't matter if you're the toucher or the touchee. The more you connect with others, on even the smallest physical level, the happier you'll be. Research suggests that touch is truly fundamental to human communication, bonding, and health. To touch can be to give life. Michelangelo. Dacha Keltner, PhD, when speaking on the benefits of touch, said, "The benefits start from the moment we're born. A review of research conducted by Tiffany Field, a leader in the field of touch, found that preterm newborns who received just 3 15-minute sessions of touch therapy each day for 5 to 10 days gained 47% more weight than premature infants who'd received standard medical treatment. A pat on the back, a caress on the arm, these are everyday incidental gestures that we usually take for granted thanks to our amazingly dexterous hands. But after years spent immersed in the science of touch, I can tell you that they are far more profound than we usually realize. They are our primary language of compassion and a primary means for spreading compassion. Studies show that touching patients with Alzheimer's can have huge effects on helping them to relax, make emotional connections with others, and reduce their symptoms of depression. 3. The power of listening. A while back, I wrote about the power of listening. Here are some points from that article. Listening can have a powerful impact on a person's health, attitude, sense of self-worth, and their perspective on life. Listening can help others feel important, uplifted, and hopeful. Listening is a sign of respect and love. Listening makes people feel valued. Listening validates people. Listening breaks down barriers and draws people together. Listening can facilitate emotional healing. Listening can motivate people to get up and try again. 4. The impact of music. Listening to uplifting music can have many physical healing elements, as well as making positive changes in a person's emotional and mental state. There are even many advantages to singing. 5. The benefits of human-animal bonding. Sharing your pet with someone who is depressed or anxious can, in some cases, do much to help them. There's quite a body of study now by medical science about the advantages of pet therapy. There's a large body of research that points to multiple benefits of human-animal bonding to promote child development, to aid elderly care, mental illness, physical impairment, dementia, abuse and trauma recovery, and the rehabilitation of incarcerated youth and adults. 6. The joy of doing things with your hands. Creating something with your hands, painting, knitting, woodworking, gardening, and any other activities that involve making or constructing things is a useful tool for decreasing stress, relieving anxiety, and helping with depression. These types of activities can lead people to an improved state of mind and greater contentment. Someone said, "Functioning hands also foster a flow in the mind that leads to spontaneous, joyful, creative thought." 7. The value of play. Here are a few interesting highlights from some of those who have studied play. Playing with children and even adults bonds people together. An article in Psychology Today, reviewing the studies of the value of play, said, "Play also provides a state of mind that, in adults as well as children, is uniquely suited for high-level reasoning, insightful problem-solving, and all sorts of creative endeavors. It is through play that children first learn how to make decisions, solve problems, exert self-control, and follow rules. Most importantly, play is a source of happiness." Play for adults can relieve stress, promote an overall sense of well-being, and can even temporarily relieve pain. Playing with family and friends can also help ward off stress and depression, stimulate the mind, and boost creativity. Sharing laughter and fun can foster empathy, compassion, trust, and intimacy with others. Playing can boost your energy and vitality, and even improve your resistance to disease, helping you feel your best. 8. The healing power of nature. There have been many studies on the power of nature. There are numerous mental, emotional, and physical benefits in experiencing nature. It can encourage imagination and creativity, cognitive and intellectual development, and social relationships. As well, it can help to restore the mind when it's fatigued from work and studies, contributing to improved performance and satisfaction. Whatever methods you implement to manifest the Lord's love for others, the Lord can work through these to provide something priceless with the experience of happiness here and now and the opportunity for happiness in the hereafter. God cares for the whole person and has provided many different methods to take care of their individual needs. Offering people the opportunity to specifically receive Jesus when you can is a must. But if that isn't possible at times, His Spirit can still touch them through your words and actions that will lift them closer to the source of life and love. Therefore, let your light so shine before them that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.